Hallelujah. Lift your hands up to the Lord and thank Him. You know that Father God loved you so much. He did not leave you alone. He did not send His word as a list of commandments and then sit back in heaven and watch to see what you're going to do. No, He sent you the greater one, living on the inside to help you to accomplish what it is that God has told you to do, both in His word and by His spirit. And so it is that we're not alone tonight, and we're not in our own strength, but it is we're here with the mighty God. You know, God was with Moses in a mighty way. And God told Joshua, He said, I'm going to be with you as I was with Moses. And we think that's wonderful, but I want to tell you something. We have a dimension of the Spirit of God living on the inside that Moses did not have. Moses did not have the Spirit of God living on the inside. And I want to tell you something tonight. I look out across this crowd and I expect people like you to do greater things than Moses did, because you've got a relationship with the Holy Ghost that he did not have. The Spirit of God would come upon him and he would perform mighty things at the direction of God, but you've got the greater one living on the inside. He's there 24/7, 365. There's not a moment you don't have him. He's there always helping you, ready to help. He's ready to lift you up. He's ready to lend a helping hand. He's here tonight. He's here every day, every hour. Let me tell you something. Before you ever cry out, He's on ready. Let me tell you something. You're never going to catch Him off guard. He is a mighty one. He is the greater one helping you. He's helping you. He'd just as soon help you as help anybody else. The problem is that you and I have not been paying attention to Him. You and I have not had the revelation that we need, that the greater one is living on the inside. And if He's for us, then who can be against us? If He's for us, then what can happen against us that matters? Let me tell you something. All the things come up and things come against you. Let me tell you something. You just watch, because with a greater one on the inside, those things shall pass. Those things shall go. You'll look again and it's not there, because the Holy Ghost has moved and bringing it forth. So do not be dismayed. Do not be in fear. Do not cower down. Do not draw back. But rise up and let the greater one come up on the inside and begin to flow in your life. Tap into Him and move. Let Him move mightily. Hallelujah. Sing it again. Greater is He.
Greater is He that is in me.
Yeah,
oh, greater is He that is in me.
Oh, yeah.
Greater is He that is in me. He that is in the world, I believe.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me. No weapon formed against me. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper.
That He is the greater one. That means He's bigger than you. That means He can do what you can't do. That's why you ought to quit trying and turn it over to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So shake hands with somebody. Let them know that you appreciate them being in the house of God tonight. You can take your seat. We're honored tonight to be here to bring the Word of God. We thank Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. They're on vacation. We thank them for the opportunity to be here in this place tonight and helping. We thank God for helping us tonight and in doing what Pastor and Mrs. Hagen have have been called to do, and that is to go teach my people faith. Go teach my people faith. Say it with me. Go teach my people faith. I want to tell you this. Listen to me. We might talk about other things, but let me tell you, getting faith is not just somebody standing here and teaching you the principles of faith, although that is necessary. But it is teaching people faith is to have a spirit of faith, to have an attitude of faith, to have a consciousness of what God can do more than the problems that you're facing. You may have problems. Most likely you do. It'd be an unusual person that doesn't have problems. And if you do, if you're sitting here tonight and you don't have problems, we'll just wait a while and some will come up. You don't have to believe for them. They just show up uninvited. Amen. And so you don't have to agree with me on that. I know you don't want to agree with me on that one. You know, and I know because they come by themselves, don't they? They don't need any help. And so the last time that we ministered, we were talking about the greater one on the inside and how we need that revelation. And as I began to prepare for this, I just had some things stir up on the inside, and I'm just not done yet with that. I'm just not done yet with that. So I want to pick up a little bit of what we shared last time and then go on to show you some other things. How many of you believe that we can find out some more things about the greater one? Amen. 1 John 4:4 says it this way: you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You ought to underline the word have. You're not trying to, wishing you could. You're not sitting around beating yourself up saying you should, but it says you have. And see, sometimes to get the benefit of Scripture, you're going to have to learn to count it correctly. Because you see, to get the benefit of your money, you got to have count it right. Isn't that right? And so you got to count the truth as it is accurately. And you got to look at this and say, he said, you have overcome. It may not feel like it, look like it, smell like it, taste like it, or sound like it. But I want to tell you something. The Bible says you have overcome. You may be neck deep in the doo-doo, but I'm going to tell you, you have overcome. And when some of you woke up tonight, it's not bedtime yet, so just nudge your neighbor and say, it's not time to sleep now. Hallelujah. I just want to tell you though, tonight, greater is he. Now, the contemporary English version says it this way: God's spirit is in you and more powerful than the one that's in the world. Aren't you glad for that? The Good News Bible says, because the Spirit who is in you is more powerful than the Spirit in those who belong to the world. And, you know, the world isn't shy about their opinions, and certainly doesn't seem to be shy about their opinions about Christians. And so you need to understand that it doesn't matter how much they rise up, how much noise they make. I'm going to tell you, it's nothing compared to what the greater one on the inside can do. I'll show you a scripture here in a little bit. You think some of these special interest groups are making a lot of noise? I'm going to tell you something. It ain't anything compared to the noise that God's going to make. And so here it says, John Gill said it this way. The Arabic version reads, the spirit that is in you, who is in the saints as a spirit of regeneration and sanctification, as a spirit of adoption and the earnest of their inheritance, he is able to carry on the work of grace in them and finish it. Glory to God. And it says, and will do it. It's not a maybe thing if he's in a good mood, but he will do it. And it says, and he as the spirit of truth is more powerful than the spirit of error. And while when the enemy comes in like a flood or pours in a flood of errors and heresies, he lifts up a standard against him, causes him to fly, and secures the saints from being carried away with it. You don't have to be afraid. Though the winds of doctrines blow, and though the people say this, and the errors are over here and so forth, let me tell you something. You can be confident in your God to keep you in all your ways. Sometimes, you know, we go along here and we don't like to say that we fell down, but we do admit we had a little dip. You know, our progress, a little dip, you know. You understand? But you know, God can bring you back up. And a righteous man fall down 7 times and the Lord still picks him up. And I want to tell you something. It doesn't stop there. I want to, you know, there's been days when I've exceeded that number, it felt like. You know, you just, every time you took a step down, you went, you know, or you're trying to walk a straight line and you might as well, you couldn't pass a, you know, if the Holy Ghost was giving you a sobriety test, you know, on truth, you know, it didn't seem like you were walking the line. But I want to tell you something. He can get you back on line. And he can hold you steady on the line of truth. Amen. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that he's for you and not against you. He's not sitting around tally marking all the things you're doing wrong. Let me tell you what he is counting. He's counting the times when you do, and he's cheering you on. The problem is we haven't paid attention to him. The problem is we don't know enough about him. The problem is we don't know him as we should as a person. And so sometimes people get all shook up. People get all in a panic. People get into fear. And there's times when my mind, now I ought to tell you, I don't know, you may not know me real well. I have an active mind. I don't have a slow mind. I'm going to tell you, so I might be slow on the things, some of the things I ought to do, but I want to tell you, I got an active mind. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes your mind can just go 1,000 miles a minute. You ever been there? Like one lady said to me one time, she said, Brother Yoder, she said, if my mind was a racehorse, I'd come in first. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. You know, when your mind is operating like that, and everything looks like it wants to crumble, there is an unshakable one on the inside of you. And when challenges come and fear wants to grip your heart, there is somebody living in your heart that is unshakable, immovable, unchangeable, and he is able to bring you through. You got to learn to lean on him. You got to learn to lean on him. Amen. And so we have to recognize that. Now, Brother Hagin said it this way, we need to be more conscious of the greater one on the inside. More conscious of the greater one on the inside. Amen. Say it with me. We need to be more conscious of the greater one on the inside. So that tells me that our help is not far away. That our help is right here. It is closer than we think. It is nearby. Amen. And so there's no need to panic. There's no need to fear. There's no need to lose our mind over something that is threatening us and get into a panic. But my friend, listen to me. The Holy Spirit is a greater one. He is greater. He's bigger. He's larger. He's stronger than anything that you would ever face. Come on now. You say, well, I heard that last time. Well, I'm glad you're sharp like that and realize that I've been reviewing. Because let's go on now. Are you ready to go on just a little bit further? Turn with me over to Hebrews chapter 12. And I want you to see a portion of scripture that in some, to some extent describes the condition of the world today. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 25. You want to read down through 28. It says this, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. Well, you ought to underline that one, isn't it? For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Verse 26, whose voice then shook. The word shook right there gives the idea of agitating and rocking and toppling and actually the ability to destroy the earth. But now he has promised, yet once more I will shake, agitate, rock, shake, topple, and potentially destroy not only the earth but also heaven. Verse 27. Now this, yet once more indicates the removal of those things that can be shaken, toppled, agitated, and rocked and destroyed, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken, there are some things that cannot be agitated. There are some things that cannot be shaken, rocked, or toppled, or destroyed. And he says this, that those things may remain. Everybody say, remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, agitated, rocked, toppled, or destroyed, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and fear. And I want to, as I was thinking about this and the things that God was putting on my heart, I thought about calling this message, I'm not all shook up. But I thought maybe a better title might be Activating the Greater One on the Inside. And either one will work, because you see, there is one on the inside of you that's not all shook up. He cannot be shaken. He is unchanging. He is God eternal. We call him the Holy Spirit. And he's living on the inside. And so there's a whole lot of shaking going on in the world that we know. And around us, different things on different fronts. A lot of things are being shaken. And you can be, you know, as an individual, things come along to try to shake us. I remember growing up as a kid, you know, after supper, there were times when my dad would insist that all the kids gather around, and some sit on the couch and some on the floor and chairs. And he said, now we're going to sing hymns. And I'm thinking, oh God, what a way to spend the evening. I could be playing ball. But it wasn't too bad. You know, I'd sit there, and, you know, we did it because you just didn't do it. You know, if Dad said it, that's what you did. I mean, you just didn't argue with him. And so and if he said sing, we sang. Amen. And it wasn't too bad. But he always insisted on singing this one song. It's actually A Beautiful Life is what it's called. Jim Reeves and Statler Brothers sang it. But there's a few lines that go like this. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds I have done, where there will be no setting sun. And by that time, my mind's in a tilt. I'm shaking because, you know, I'm not a bad boy, but I'm a busy boy. You understand what that means? That means I get into stuff even if I don't mean to. And I just know this much. I'm really not wanting to have God talk to me about what I've been doing. And my mind is just shaking. I'm telling you, I could just see the sun setting. And I you could just feel yourself laying in a coffin. And here he comes. He's going to talk to me about what I did. And I don't remember any songs after that we'd sing. I mean, my mind's just gone. I'm just all shook up. And I'm sure Dad looked over there and he was smiling. Because I think he sang it for my benefit. Because he said it's making an impression on him. Because I used to think Dad didn't need any impression, didn't need any help in making an impression on me. But you know, you can get shook up by different things. How many of you have ever had your circumstances shaken up a little bit? You know, it just seemed like an earthquake, your own personal earthquake. And it just seems like things shake. And the devil will come along and try to shake your mind and you know, just shake you until you don't really know which side's up in your mind. And you know, if it depended upon your thought life, you couldn't really figure out what was right. You ever been there? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verse 1 says it this way. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering To him, we ask you, verse 2, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, or if from us as though the day of Christ had come. Let me tell you, the devil loves to shake your mind with fear, with bad reports, and with things that other people say. They go, if nothing else, he'll tell you, you know so-and-so. You know what so-and-so said? He'll make sure that you're in a place where all of a sudden you hear what others are saying about you, and you walk away. Yeah, I thought they were for me. I thought they were my friends. I guess I don't have any friends. I'm just all alone. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to tell you something. The devil will come along and shake your mind. He'll grab you by the ears and shake your head until the gray matter shakes like jelly on the inside. I was a chaplain in a hospital a number of years ago, and the shift that I was working, they brought in a businessman, prominent businessman in the city where we were living, and he had a severe heart attack, and they couldn't revive him, and you know, he died right there. Families with him, and of course, it's just hard on the family. They're crying. They're distraught. They're emotional. Because their dad had passed away, and the wife, because her husband's passed away. And the Lord helped me to give me grace to be able to help comfort them. And you know, they were distraught, they were emotional, but they were not out of control. Do you know what I'm saying by that? They weren't just doing wild things. They were, you know, what I call quietly distraught. And all of a sudden, the door swung open and the pastor of the church that they attended came flying in, all distraught. And he comes over there and throws himself over the body of the businessman. Oh, what are we going to do now? Oh, what are we going to do now? Oh, God, what are we going to do now? That's what he did. And I'm thinking, you're a pastor? And I couldn't get him quieted down. And so then it affected the family. And so they're all emotional, crying and distraught. And it wasn't being quietly distraught anymore. They were loudly and just in a panic, just losing it. And there wasn't anything I could say that would get to them. And I remember just drawing back and leaving them to their shaken existence. They wouldn't listen to me because they looked at that pastor as their spiritual head. They followed his lead. And it was sad to say, it was a shaken world that they had. Let me tell you something. The devil loves moments like that. He loves it when he can shake your world to the extent that you are shaken clear out of faith. Because the devil loves to sift you as wheat, to shake you. You know, on a farm, you know, the big combines that go, if you look on the inside, there's some things that go like that. And the rockers are... rocker panels that go back and forth inside there that shake the grain and separate the stalk and the chaff from the grain. And the grain goes into the bin and the chaff and the stalks go out the back. And I want to tell you something. You know, the devil would love to run you through his big giant combine, shake you until there's no faith left. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. See, there's a lot. Those are things that can be shaken if we don't know, and if we don't know enough about the Holy Spirit on the inside, because you see, our world can be shaken. But here's what you got to know, and that is this: that the Holy Spirit is an unchangeable, immovable person, unshakable person. On the inside of you that is not dismayed, never in fear, and never without an answer to the problems you're facing. How many of you know that the Word of God is settled in heaven forever? How many of you know that the word does never change? How many of you know that 1,000 years from now, it'll still say what it says now? Millenniums later. As far as you can imagine, eternally forward, the word will still say whatever it says. I just want to tell you something. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit is the same as he is now. He will be, as far as you can imagine, eternally forward, he'll still be the same. He is not shaken. He's not moved. He's not sitting on the edge of the seat trying to stay in the position of Holy Spirit, you know, and wondering, is there another that's going to take my place? I got to hang on because I know I got some competition. No, my friend, listen, he doesn't have any competition. I'm watching American Ninja thing where they do all those things and they're in competition, you know, climbing. I guess one of our Raymond graduates tried that, and Jonathan Morin, I saw where he did that, and I don't know how far he got. But anyway, listen to me. The competition is intense. But I want to tell you something. The Holy Spirit does not have any competition. He does not have any competition. None at all. The devil tried to compete, and he got kicked off the planet. Well, kicked onto this planet. Now listen to me. The Word of God, we know the Word of God is established forever. It's forever settled in heaven. That's what the Bible says. Amen. You know what that means, don't you? That means that you might be reading your Bible, you know, and you don't have to worry about some of it dissolving as you're reading. And, you know, not because it's old age and not because it's yellowed and cracked, you know, and the pages are brittle and it falls off. But, you know, you don't ever have to worry about God looking down from heaven and just, and so that part is no longer necessary. And he said, oh, half the Bible's gone. No, you don't have to worry about that. Now, here's what I know about God. God is well able to keep every word that's in there. My neighbor was a farmer, and back in, I think it was in the 70s when interest rates were sky high, early 80s, that type of thing. He had a lot of land, but he had a lot of debt. And so what he had to do in order to keep from losing everything, he sold part of it, took a loss on it, but he was able then to handle the debt load. But I want to tell you something. God is not going to have to get rid of part of his word so he can keep the rest of it. He is well able to keep all of it. And you have to understand that the Holy Spirit is the same, powerful, incorruptible, ever-living person. He has the same nature as the word. There isn't a challenge that he's met that he even brought a sweat out on his brow. Matter of fact, I don't know if he's ever had to lift more than a little finger to whip everything that's ever come against him. I mean, have you ever met somebody who just like to be able to move your little finger and they're out of the way? Some of you enthusiastically nodded just for the record, but anyway. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is well able. I was talking to a guy recently, and he was bragging about his son-in-law, and he had a standing deal that he was in charge of a construction company, and he had a standing deal. If any two of you workers can take me down, you get the whole crew gets the day off free with pay. And so he asked some of the workers, how come you didn't do it? Don't do it. How come you don't try? He said, he's a big dude. I want to tell you something. The greater one lives on the inside of you. He could take all comers all at once and never break out in a sweat. No problem's too big. No person's too strong. That's who lives on the inside of you. I'm trying to impress upon you tonight, greater is he. You're all too quiet. I said, you're all too quiet. You may be soaking it up, but you ought to let God know you got it. Amen. He may, you see you sitting there quiet, you know, and be like my dad, you know, get quiet and not say anything. And when he says something to you, he expected a response. He wanted to know you got it. And I want to tell you something. You got to let God know he got it, because otherwise we might just stay here until, you know, and just, he might just have you stay here and work on you until, you know, it might take a while. It's kind of like the lady that had a prayer time and she had an experience with God, and she had the Lord spoke to her and said, "With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation." So she got up excited. She had got off the sick bed and she had been sick, and so she's healed, and so she's got excited because she's got a long life in front of you. So she said to herself, she's kind of middle-aged, latter part of middle age. She said, "If I'm going to live long, I want to look good." And so she went and she had the makeover, and she had the, I don't know what all she had, but you know, when she got done, she really looked something, you know, and everything. And she wasn't just a few days. She had an accident and killed her, and she arrived up in heaven, and she looked at God, and she said, "God, what happened?" She said, "You told me long life will I be satisfied." He looked at her, and he said, "Oh, I didn't recognize you." No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. All right. That's bad. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's bad. Tell him you can expect better. But you see, God is not going to have to let go of his word in order to keep the rest of his word. The Holy Spirit, the greater one, cannot be shaken any more than the word can be shaken. You see what I'm saying? You have an unshakable word. You have the unshakable spirit on the inside. Let me tell you this. There is a song that was a big hit a number of years ago called "I'm All Shook Up." But I want to tell you something. The Holy Spirit did not inspire that song, because that's not his language. He doesn't speak that. He doesn't sing "I'm All Shook Up." We might think it's kind of a cool tune, but I want to tell you something. The words stink if you're a faith person. Because you see, getting all shook up is not my goal. Is it any of your goal? It's not our goal, is it? Then they had another song called "Shake, Rattle, Roll." And I want to tell you something. Listen to me. That's, you know, let me tell you something. You sing that song too much, and I want to tell you something. The devil's gonna shake you up. He's going to rattle your cage. He's going to roll you right out of the will of God. You can't go along with that stuff. That stuff does not inspire. Listen to me. Don't look at me like I took your toy away from you. Listen to me. I'm telling you the truth tonight. God did not inspire that song, that kind of language. He doesn't talk that way. He talks unshakable. He talks unchanging. He talks immovable. He talks ever conquering. He talks, "I'm always triumphant. I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm always that way. There's never going to be a moment that I'm not, but I'm always the winner. Always, always, always. Anytime you come to me, I'm on the throne. Anytime you come to me, the crown is sitting right. Anytime you come to me, I've got the scepter in my hand. Anytime you come to me, I've got the answers. You're never going to catch me off guard. You're never going to catch me in a way whereby you're going to have to get into a waiting line and while I get my act together." No, God's got his act together all the time. And you have to realize that the Holy Spirit is the unshakable person with the unshakable word. And let me tell you what he's doing. He's setting up an unshakable kingdom in this earth called the church, made up of individuals like you and I who believe the word of God, who pay attention to an unshakable person on the inside. We take our place in that unshakable kingdom. Here we stand. The earth can shake, rattle, roll all it wants to, but I want to tell you something. We have taken our stand. We have finished singing, "I'm all shook up. I'm standing on the promises now." Glory to God. He said, "How come you preach like that? That's how I get through problems. That's how I face things. I may look at it and get quiet for a little bit, but all of a sudden, you know what I'm doing? I've learned. When I get quiet, you can just count on it. I'm tapping into him who lives in me. And I'm listening. Because once he tells me and gives me the direction, I'm not silent anymore. I'm blessed be God, I'm rising up. I'm rising up. Because there's nothing too big for him. Nothing too big for him. Hebrews 12:28 says we're in an unshakable kingdom. People talk about what's wrong with the church. And I guarantee you that there's things in the church that aren't right. And things like that, you could make a list if you want to, but there's a whole lot of things that are right. And sometimes we pay so much attention to the things that are wrong that we end up forgetting about the things that are right. We talk about the sin that's in the camp and we forget about the glory of God that is dwelling on the inside. We talk about the weak, anemic actions of spineless people who do not stand up for the Word of God. But I want to tell you something. That doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit, who is standing strong, is not still working on those same people. He's building a backbone in those people. And I'll tell you what, maybe they don't stand today, but tomorrow they will, because the Holy Ghost doesn't quit. He doesn't stop. He does a work. He will finish it in your life. Let me tell you something. You ought to just shout and praise the Lord, because He is doing that work in you. What you weren't able to do today, you're going to be able to do tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. And I'm going to tell you something. The God who lives on the inside of you says, it's a day that I have made, and you ought to get up and rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because what you didn't do yesterday, you can now do today. I'm going to tell you something. Because you see, today is a day of revelation. Today is a day of knowledge. Today is a day of understanding, where He is pouring out what answers. He's giving us the ability to grasp what it is that we need to know, so that you and I can get what we need. I want Brother Bill to come up here, if you would, Brother Bill. Now, Brother Bill, now I know many of you, how many of you ever wondered what the Holy Ghost looks like? Well, He's going to play the part of the Holy Ghost, and He's the greater one. So, now, let me tell you something. Here's what happens so many times when we don't depend on the greater one that lives on the inside. I'm here, I got a problem with my iPad, and I'm doing something here, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. This thing doesn't work. I just don't know what it is.
Let me help you with that.
And I'm just trying to do what I'm doing. You know, come on. Why don't you work here?
I designed that. Yeah. I know how that works.
I got it. And so look, and over here. No.
Why don't you turn it over to me?
Huh?
Why won't you look to me? If you look to me, I'll lead you. I'll show you what to do.
I got it.
But I can help you with that. I can help you. I know how to figure that out.
You do?
No problems beyond
okay,
my
show
ability
me how to
solve.
Right?
But I'll show you. If you'll look to me.
Okay.
If you'll turn to me.
Look,
let me show you. Let me show you what's... Let me show you. If I wasn't such a gentleman... No.
That's the Holy Ghost. He is a gentleman. Do you know so many times that's our Christian life. We're fussing, fighting, straining. Oh, God, I got to get this. Come on. Strain your brain until it just feels like it's oozing out your ears. And the Holy Ghost says, hey, I want to help you. The expert is on the scene. But if you don't let him have it, if you don't give him the problem, he can't help you. Did you ever try to help somebody that didn't give the problem to you? Here, let me help you. Just like that. I want to tell you something. Here's what happens. Here's what I know about him. The Holy Spirit is big enough to handle every problem that you have. The Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Most of the time, we don't give it to Him. Most of the time, we hang on to it. I'm trying. Somebody asked you about it. I'm just trying to hold on. And we get this, you know, this face. Just trying to hold on. And it feels, you know, sometimes I think sometimes people, the uglier they make their face, the more they think they can hold on or something like that. Are you getting something tonight? So we ought to turn our problems over to him, for he cares for us more than we can imagine. He looks at you affectionately. You say, if you knew what I did, you wouldn't think that he looks at me affectionately. I'm going to tell you something. He looks at you affectionately, and he changes not. Even in your worst moment, he looks at you affectionately and says, that's my kid. I'll tell you what, he's not doing so good right now, but I'm not finished yet. My dad had 6 boys, and he'd sit them on a bench, you know, in church and had all lined up. He's proud of every one of those boys, but I want to tell you something. He wasn't finished with us yet. Look at your neighbor and say, God's not finished with me yet. And that brings me to my second message tonight. No, that's not right. You'll have to get the CD on that. In a world where things are shaken on so many fronts, it is good to be connected with the unshakable one, the immovable one, the one that's greater on the inside. In Illinois, there in the southern part, there's what they call the New Madrid Fault. And I remember back in the 1990s, somebody predicted a date when that earthquake was going to go, and everything in Illinois is not going to be as it was. Anybody remember that? And I want to tell you something. I had a pastor look at me. You got your earthquake insurance? I said, no. He looked with great concern. He said, well, you know, that's what they're saying is going to happen. And he said, I got mine. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, if it's as bad as they say it's going to be, you're not going to have to worry about no insurance. You're not going to be around to collect any. But I didn't say that to him because that's a little too much gas on the fire right there. I did tell him this, though, that no, I don't have any earthquake insurance, but I do have assurance from God that he will take care of me. Amen. And I did tell him, he kept pressing. Finally, I just told him, I don't believe that prophecy for a minute. I don't believe that prediction for a minute. And we didn't. And so it never has happened. But I want you to know something. There are a lot of reports that will come your way, a lot of huffing and puffing directed in your way, and winds that will blow and tug at your circumstances in your life. But I want to tell you something. Listen to me. You got to learn to discount those things and say, listen, I know my God. I know the Holy Spirit on the inside. Don't let go of your assurance with God. He's the Holy Ghost on the inside. Turn it over to him. Your help is closer than you think. Would you stand to your feet? Father, we thank you now for your word. We thank you that you are doing a mighty work. Father, right now, I sense that you're looking affectionately upon your people and that you are proud of these people that are here tonight and those that are watching. And you long to help them and move them forward, lift them up. I want us to do something really spiritual tonight. This is how many times you activate the Holy Ghost on the inside. I want you to take your problems, your worries, your concerns, the things, the fears and things of that nature, the lies of the devil, whatever you want to call them, your circumstances, the thoughts of your mind. And I want you to roll them over on the Lord. Matter of fact, some of you can roll it over on the Lord, and that's fine. Some of you can toss it over on the Lord, that's fine. But some of you are going to need to just wind up and throw it for all you got, because it's been bothering you too long. And every time you say, I give it to the Lord, and about that lasted less than 30 seconds, and your mind was back at it. Ever been there? Let's give it to the Lord. Let's do it. Let's do it. You got ready? You got your problems? You got your concerns? Got the situations? Listen to me. Got your hands ready? We're going to throw it on the Lord. You ready? Let's do it. Let's move our arms and our voices at the same time. I'm throwing, casting, hurling the things that I'm dealing with over on you, Lord. It is yours. Now, I want to tell you, lift your voice and begin to tell God, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. I'm not taking it back. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. I'm just going to believe the word. Because it's all yours. I don't have any problems. Don't have any cares. Don't have any anxiety. Don't have any fear. It's all yours, Lord. Ha 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 ha. You see, once you get it over on the Lord, you're able to laugh when you couldn't laugh before. Ha, 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 ha. Look at your neighbor and testify. Ha, 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 ha. Just look at your neighbor and testify. Tell them, ha, ha, ha. Oh, come on. You ought to testify a little more. Be a witness for Christ. Be a witness of the Holy Ghost on the inside. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. It doesn't matter what they said. It doesn't matter what the devil said. It doesn't matter how it feels. It doesn't matter how it looks. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! You got it all figured out now? No, don't necessarily, but I'm hooked up. I've activated the one who knows. He knows how to make every step count. He knows which way for you to go. He knows how to help you avoid something. He knows how to take you around something. He knows how to take you right through something and come out on the other side better than ever. Woo! Greater is He that's in me. I'm telling you, man, I ain't got time to talk to problems. I'm too busy talking to promise. I'm telling you, man, I'm too busy testifying instead of, I don't have time to tell all of my troubles. Testifying of the goodness of God. I'm too conscious of the greater one. I'm telling you, the troubles and the trials and the tests and the circumstances and the stuff is grown dim compared to the reality of the Holy Spirit on the inside. Greater is He that's in me. Greater than that stuff. Greater than all of that. You are greater. I've turned that over to you. I know it's there. I'm not really sure what all it is. But I'm telling you, God, it's all yours. It's all yours. I've turned that over to you. I don't have a care. I don't have a worry. I don't have a fear. I don't have an anxiety. I'm resting in you. I don't know how it'll all work out. I don't know the end of the story. But I'm thanking God that I'm hooked up with the one who knows the end of the story, and I'm just going along for the ride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, it's hot outside and you don't want to move around much. But let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what kind of temperature it is on the outside. What counts is what kind of temperature you got on the inside. You ought to be on fire with the Holy Ghost on the inside. Let me tell you something. Don't no trouble get too close. It'll get burned up. That's the attitude you got to have. Just because I'm quiet for a moment doesn't mean that I'm not in faith. Let me tell you what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to unleash the Holy Ghost on that situation. I'm telling you, I'm just getting instruction from Him. I'm listening, and I'm getting instruction from Him, and then when I know which direction He's going, I'm going with Him. Glory to God. I'm not fighting my own battles. I just turned it over to Him and said, now, if you want to fight, fight Him. Turned it all over to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands up one more time. All right, give it. Some of you, your mind's back at it again. Throw it over on him. Throw it over on him again. Woo! It's yours, Lord. Yep. Some of you have been thinking the same way for so long that you're going to have to repeatedly throw it over on the Lord, and you're going to have to work at it. Every time you think about it, you just mark it down. Here it is again. Here it is, Lord. Just give it back to him. And tell, Lord, forgive me. Here it is. It's yours. Don't take it back. Put your mind on something else. You say, well, Brother Marvin, I just can't help but think about it. Let me tell you something. Then you need to get in the Bible, and you need to start getting some verses on the Holy Spirit and upon the promises of God. And every time you start thinking about it, let me tell you something. You just read it again. Some of the greatest trials I went through is when I took some of the Word of God, some appropriate scriptures, and I put them on a 3x5 card, and I just carried them with me. And as often as needed, I would take that dose of scripture until I got myself into faith and believing more what the scripture said than what my circumstances said. Amen. What am I doing? I'm letting the expert take over. I'm letting the expert take over. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you could be seated. Praise the Lord. If you are here today and you need prayer for something, the prayer team is coming, and they're going to be here, the ladies over here and the men over here, and you're going to be able to get an answer to your prayer tonight. How many of you got something out of this tonight? How many of you thought of a person that ought to be hearing this tonight? You know, well, you know, I tell you the truth about it. You know, these are the kind of things that I've listened to over and over and over again. And it's helped me. It's helped me in the bad times, and it's held me steady until to some degree I'm not as shakable as I used to be. I'm more conscious of the unshakable Word on the inside and the unshakable person of the Holy Spirit on the inside. And then I'm a part of the unshakable kingdom of God called the church, that Jesus himself said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means I'm a part of something that's going to last. When the dust settles, we'll be on top. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we're just encouraging you tonight. You know, if you got problems in your life that's just been ongoing, you got to get yourself on a diet of something concerning the knowledge of the Word of God and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. And you got to start listening to that more than you do the other stuff. Amen. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, there are connection team members. If you would go to those people that have graced us with their presence for the very first time, and show them where that wonderful gift is that has been prepared for you, and they'll let you. Those people, we're just thankful that you came tonight. I hope you got something. I hope you come back. But we're just so glad you're here. Let's give them all a big hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. We think it's so wonderful that you came tonight. Would you stand to your feet? Let's one more time. Some of you back at it again. Give it to the Lord. It's yours, Lord. It's yours. It's yours. Yeah. You see you get the picture? Stay at it. Throw it. I'm going to tell you something. Get your throwing arm in gear. Get it all tuned up, because I've got to keep throwing things on the Lord. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will take care of you. God bless you. We know that this coming Wednesday is Tim Rogers. Don't miss that. That'll be a wonderful word from God for us. And then, of course, this Sunday, back to school Sunday, Pastor will be back. And so we thank God for you being here tonight. Hallelujah. Shake hands with somebody. Bless somebody. And let them know that you're depending on the greater one on the inside. Amen. Praise the Lord.